Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a friend that I've made over the years. You could say we've jumped into our relationship, pun intended. Willie Hallahan with SWASA, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. It's the 100th annual Jump Fest. Willie, thank you for joining me today, sir.
Well, thanks for having me, Joy. It's good to be back.
So, big year this year. I mean, let's start at the top of the ski hill, if we will. It's a big year. 100 years, people have been jumping in this little town of Salisbury, Connecticut.
I know. And believe it or not, I'm one of the directors. There are 20 of us. Some of us have been here for quite a while. There are a couple directors who have been here for almost half of that 100 years.
Wow.
We go back, there's several generations, actually, of directors. It's a multi-generational thing. The ski jumps and ski jumping are an integral part of the Salisbury fabric, if you will. So we're very involved. It's evolved into an event and a sport that's been recognized and admired, really, throughout the United States, little Salisbury. There are people within your listenership, I'm sure, who've never even heard of Salisbury Winter Sports. They have no idea that in their own state, within driving distance, there's a 70-meter hill, which is a size hill that qualifies jumpers for the Junior Nationals. There's nothing rinky-dink about this hill. It's a big one. Very impressive, as you know, the first time you see it. We've been doing this for 100 years. It goes back to 1926. A Norwegian immigrant named John Satry moved to town. People didn't know it, but he and his brothers were the best Nordic skiers in the world. They were future Hall of Famers. They were Olympians. And to show the Salisbury folks what he did, he climbed up on a barn roof one winter day and jumped off the edge of it, landed successfully, and the next thing you know, we had a jump, and we've been jumping ever since.
And there's the name. That's the name of the hill, Satry Hill. And I mean, it is, like you said.
John Satry Hill, yep. We named it after him.
You get there, and you're standing at the base of this hill, and you're just like, oh, wow, people jump off that for fun. They're crazy. That's okay. That's a thing.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, if you climb to the top of the tower, which I've done, and
nope,
you look
I'm
out,
good.
I swear you can see Vermont from up there. You say, how in the world can these kids, some of them as young as 12, jump off the big hill? They've been training for several years. We start jumpers at around age 6 or 7, by the way. But you look down that thing and say, oh my God, how can they possibly do this? But they do. And anyway, the program has evolved. We now have 3 jumps, the 20 meter that the kids learn on. We don't send a newbie off the big hill. And they become competent there. They evolve to the 36 meter, which we just rebuilt. And then from there, they go up to the 70 meter. So anyway, Jump Fest, which is coming up February 6th, 7th, and 8th, is our annual celebration of ski jumping in Salisbury. And this year, of course, we have the added element of it being our 100th year. And just to give your listeners a brief tell of what each day is, Friday night is jumping under the lights, of course. It's target jumping for the jumpers. It's a fun night for them. Instead of jumping for distance and points by judges, they're just trying to land on a target that's been painted on the landing hill for cash prizes. It's a fun night for them. It's fun to watch. And then we have the human dog sled race, which is very unique. It's only done in a handful of places in the country that we know of. People gather a 6-person team, 5 people pulling 1 person on a sled that they design. Some are very simple, like an inner tube and a rope, and some get very elaborate, like a imitation fire truck or ambulance. We've had it all. And they compete, and the crowds go wild. It's just a great, great night. But this year, because it's the 100th anniversary, in between we're doing a fireworks display, which is going to be very cool. I don't know if you've ever seen a wintertime fireworks display, but it seems clearer and louder and brighter than when it's held in the summertime. I don't know why, but so among those 3 things, the target jumping, then the fireworks, and then the human dog sled race, it's a very cool event. And this year, as kind of a thank you to the people who come every year, Friday night is going to be free. Free admission, so keep that in mind. The other 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, are also ski jumping days, but for different reasons. Saturday is the Salisbury Invitational. By the way, the same jumpers jump all 3 days, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, but they just have different reasons for each. Mm-hmm. Saturday is the Salisbury Invitational, which is our own tournament. It's judged just like the Olympics. They're jumping for distance and style points. And the cost of admission is $15 for adults. Children 12 and under are free. We haven't changed our ticket price in like 15 years. Every once in a while, someone says, "You think we should raise it to 20?" No. We really want people to come, and we want it to be child-friendly. That's why 12 and under get in free. We want to see the young people witness the sport and maybe take it up themselves. You never know. And then that evening, Saturday evening, there's a snowball. We have a band at the Grove Building in Lakeville, Connecticut, next town over, and that's a fun time. Sunday is probably the most important ski jumping day for the kids because it's the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships, and the jumpers are vying for a spot on the junior national team. It's a big, big deal for jumpers. If they make that team, it's the next step up. They've gone up 1 step closer to the Olympics if they're good enough. So it's a big deal. And sometimes the Sunday crowd is the biggest. It all depends on weather. If it's a beautiful Saturday, Saturday might be the bigger crowd than Sunday or vice versa. But the same kind of...
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Step up to the plate with MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game. Plus live minor league action and even game day 3D. The ultimate second screen experience. It's all here on MLB Plus for just $5.99 per month.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Jumping competence, you can see both days, all 3 days for that matter. But typically, since the stakes are so high, if a record is going to be broken, it's very likely going to be on Sunday. And to give you your listeners a feel for what it's like to be there, I talk ski jumping all year round, and people tell me, you know what, I've seen ski jumping on TV, I've watched the Olympics, I'm old enough, so I remember the wide world of sports, the thrill of victory and all that. And I say, no. If you've never seen ski jumping live, you have not witnessed the event.
No.
When you're standing there in a crowd of people, there's a 1,000, 1,500 people around you. They got cowbells. They're having a great time. We sell craft beer, Norbrook Brewery craft beer. There's a hot toddy tent. There's food trucks and cook shack and everything. It's like you're in the midst of your favorite party. If people make the party, it's true at Jump Fest. People are there. They're all having fun. They're all smiling. They're talking to people they've never met before. And when a jumper jumps, these kids, they come down the in run. That's the ramp. When they leave the takeoff, they're going over 50 miles an hour. They travel up to 200 feet through the air and land on a surface that's as hard as your kitchen countertop. And they have to do it with grace because they're being judged. And when they land, you can hear the skis slapping on the landing hill. The people cheer. They're ringing their cowbells. It's just an experience like no other. And if you go, especially for the first time, when you see the facility and take it all in, when you go back to work Monday morning, if you still go to an office and everybody's talking about what they did this weekend, you can say, you know, you will not believe what I saw this weekend.
And I
swear...
Last year when I went to work that Monday, I was showing everyone pictures of the event. Like, it was like, how you have to go to this thing. You know, you live in Connecticut. This is just a cool event. And like I said, I know this year, you know, last year the 36 wasn't, it was in the works, but watching the little kids start the day off, going off their little hill, and just seeing like the confidence in them when they come down and the parents run over and the kids are all excited. And, you know, it's just, it's a cool event. And then there's like the little alpine skiing that goes on. It's just, and I mean...
Yep.
One thing you didn't get into, and I want to make sure, like the volunteers that make this event possible, I think that needs to be touched on, the volunteers that make this event possible.
That's thank you for bringing that up. The volunteers make it happen. We're the envy of the other clubs in the East, like Brattleboro and Lake Placid and everything, because we are an all-volunteer organization. We're a nonprofit, and everything happens because we all volunteer our time. There are places like Brattleboro, Vermont. They have the same weekend that we do after us. They pay for everything. They fundraise like $100,000 every year to. They pay for the snow making. They pay for the snow grooming. They pay for all the people who work there and everything. We don't pay for any of that. It's all volunteer. You know, there's a small army of people who come and just serve as markers. They stand on that stairway, you know, you saw that parallels the landing hill, and they do the measuring. When a jumper lands, they make note of where it was, and that gets passed along to the judges and so forth. The people who work in the cook shack, the people who do the snow grooming, us marketing people, selling tickets, it goes on and on and on. There's 100 people, and I'm probably underestimating the people it takes to put this on. And then there's just the outer ring, if you will, of people who come, townspeople and so forth, who just come and pay to watch. So it's a labor of love. There's just no other way to put it, to put this thing on. And I think it shows. I think we do a good job, if I do say so, to put on. It's an athletic event for sure. And it's also an entertainment kind of venue. And it's, I swear, in a time of year when you're looking for things to do, unless you're having a child or getting married, it's going to be your favorite day of the winter.
Yeah, it's for someone that loves the winter, definitely. And like you said, you know, the outer circle of things that also go on, people can get all the information. The website's jumpfest.org. The area restaurants for the 100th year are stepping up to do some funness also.
Yes, we're in advance of Jump Fest. Right now, we're in the beginnings of a restaurant month. We have 42 restaurants that have signed up. You go to one of the, they go from Kent up to Canaan and in between, and you go to one of the restaurants, you get this brochure. It's got a grid with all the restaurant names on. If you buy something, buy a drink or something, you get a stamp on that restaurant. And over the span of the month, you accumulate as many stamps as you can, then there are prizes at the end of the month. Cash prizes and free tickets and swag and other things.
And it's like ski jump bingo with restaurants.
Yeah. Just with more squares. Also in downtown Salisbury, the Salisbury Association is putting on an exhibit, 100 years of ski jumping in Salisbury. That's right in the middle of the village. That'll be going on next week through Jump Fest. We have an interesting history, starting with that, with John Satry skiing off the barn roof onto today in our state-of-the-art facilities. There's a lot of history in between. We brought in a bunch of, back in the 50s, we brought in a bunch of chunks of ice and broke them up and had a competition in July one year. Crazy things like that. It's worth seeing. So, and the snowball on Saturday night, it's just a fun time. There's a movie night at the Millerton Movie House on February 1st, the week before Jump Fest, with a short documentary on the hill that talks about ski jumping in the East, and Downhill Racer, a movie from the 60s, and then a discussion afterwards about SWASA. So there's all kinds of stuff going on. And but Jump Fest, of course, is the highlight of the weekend. People have likened Jump Fest to Brigadoon, you know, that mythical city that appears once every 100 years and then goes away. Well, Jump Fest comes once a year, runs for 3 days, everybody has a great time, and then it kind of disappears, except for the junior jumpers, until next year. So, so you don't miss the event. February 6th, 7th, and 8th, that's your time to go this year.
And there's a lot to do. You can get all the information. It's jumpfest.org. Again, Willie Hallahan, one of the many volunteers. I know he takes that, you know, to heart. It's a lot of work you guys do, and you know, you and all the other volunteers. So I just want to say thank you for putting an event like this on. I went last year with my dad and one of the kids. We will be there this year. Warming, you know, if people are afraid it's cold, there's no cold weather. There's just bad preparedness. Bring a couple extra pairs of gloves.
Right. Yep.
You know, the bonfires are going. Yep. Stay warm. It's definitely a thing. Even if you can just get up there for a little bit, just to experience it and see what, you know, what it looks like, what we've been talking about, you know, from the little kids to the older kids. It's just a cool event. So Willie, I thank you for joining me this morning. You know, there's things like this going on. Be a tourist in your own state, right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.